both of these men are egotistical maniacs. Everybody knows that.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Writer and the Fighter. I am your co-host, David Golden from OregonSportsNews.com. Sitting here with my man, Jake Smith from Bellator MMA.
A.K.A. Shitty Smitty. Or, no, is it Shitty the Kid?
At Shitty the Kid.
I almost changed my name to that today.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. I was thinking about it. I was like, I should just be like pulling out like an 8 Mile. You know? Just be like, yeah, fuck you. Like, you would call me Shitty.
Yeah.
But, yeah, whatever.
Jake was getting in some internet beef this week, and this guy called him. Jake had recently changed his name, not his handle on Twitter, but his name to Smitty the Kid.
Yeah,
and the guy called him Shitty the Kid.
He's like at Shitty the Kid instead of tagging me.
Yeah, he didn't at Jake in the tweet at all. I called him out on it.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. It's been it's been a hectic 3. No, it's only been 2 days of MMA.
It feels like 3 days. Yeah,
yeah. But yeah, so I mean, I guess that kind of leads into why the guy was calling me Shitty. I guess we'll just get into it. First up was Bellator 202. We had my boy Rudy Shayforth. He made his Bellator debut against, do you know the guy's name?
I don't remember the guy's name, but they're both relatively young heavyweight fighters.
He wasn't a slouch. It wasn't a give me fight.
Yeah, not at all.
But so Rudy knocked that dude out. And then my boy, Ryan Walker. He fought Steve Cazzola, the dude that I knocked out, right? It was Ryan's Bellator debut. You know, Steve's a real tough guy. He's super good. And, it wasn't Ryan's fight.
Nope. You know, there were a couple of things that Ryan did that were really good. He had a really good inside low leg kick that he was throwing that was pretty hot. He landed it, I think, twice.
Yeah, it was lifting his leg up.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely looked like it hurt. And he was certainly trying to come inside with strikes. But every time he got into Steve's range, Cazzola was just landing on him. And I will say, go back and watch other Steve Cazzola fights and then this fight. He really got more precise with his punches.
Yeah.
They were very accurate shots on his end. So he wasn't like necessarily throwing to just kill, but he landed some very clean, precise shots. And Ryan tried to get inside on him. Credit to Ryan Walker for, trying to get inside and land where he felt the range was best for him. I feel like in a fight against a guy like Cazzola, if you don't study the film on him and see the tendencies that he has, your best option is to take him down.
I was expecting Ryan to go in and make this into a clinch thing.
I kind of thought the same thing.
And me and Ryan talked. We talk basically every day, and he kind of hinted towards he was gonna stand with him, and I tried to
steer it the other way.
Yeah, there you go. That's the word. Steer it. Steer him away from that. And I don't know, man. It's tough for me to talk about. I mean, he's one of my best friends. It was hard to watch.
Yeah,
it wasn't. I don't know what the reason. So I don't know if Ryan's gonna hear this or not, but I have to be honest about it. Ryan did exactly what he does every fucking fight, and that's the problem. That's the problem. And he said he went to Vegas. And, he said he changed and this and that, and whatever. But his tendencies are exactly the same. He does the same combos. He does that 1-2 inside leg kick. And that's where he gets tagged up every time.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't move his head. But you have to think, it's not as if Ryan's only been fighting for a small window. He's been fighting for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get away from the things that made you successful, because the same thing that's hurting him in this fight is what really got him ahead in other fights. And so I can see where he wants to go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm looking at it a little bit deeper, because I went, I tried to pay really close attention to that fight because I knew it would be important to you. And the thing that I saw him doing more than just the same combination was when he would throw the first punch, when he would come in, he would duck his head down.
His head, yeah.
And And Steve picked up on it immediately. Like, he did land a couple combos, and he did land that kick a couple times, but he dipped and ducked his head inside, and you can't do that repeatedly, or you're going to get caught.
That's the number one thing Ryan has always done.
If he had thrown it a little bit differently, if he hadn't have ducked down when he came in, maybe it'd be a different scenario. Like,
well,
you know, like we saw a fight tonight on the UFC Fight Night 133 where Chad Mendez, instead of ducking in and throwing a punch, he fainted and then he came back with the other.
But that's a little it's a little different.
But I'm just saying, like, you're saying, he needs to do something different.
Other than that, what I'm saying, like, so. What I meant by his tendencies, if you watch, and I feel like a fucking asshole for pointing this out, but like, if you watch the way Ryan moves, right? So he circles. That's something he does very well. He circles, right? He circles a lot. He circles very heavily to one side, and he will circle that whole fucking time. But the moment he decides he's going to throw and engage, there's a short pause. He pauses, and then it's a gat kick.
Yeah.
Right. And the dipping of the head, it has its purpose. It's helped. Like, there's been so many times where I've hurt my fucking hand on his head because that's the combo he does. And I know it's happening. So whenever me and him spar, I wait. He circles. I mock his circling. He pauses. He rushes in. And that's when I come in with my big punch. And I always would catch him on the top of the head. You know? But when you got 4-ounce gloves on,
it's a little different.
When you get dinged, you know. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things, and you know, I don't know, man. Like, I want him to come back to Portland, obviously, right? Because you know, I don't know. I'm not gonna say his training is not good in you know, Extreme Couture.
No, they have great people there, great coaches.
But I'm also gonna say that I don't think he's learning anything new. You know,
that's fair. And you know, the other thing is I want anyone who wants to leave where they're from to do that. I think it's a good experience for everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
Leaving the Bay Area, like, and I love California. I mean, you know, I have a bear tattooed on my arm because it means a lot to me. Because
I never noticed that was a fucking bear on your arm.
It's a big giant bear, dude. On my arm, you know.
But this whole time, I thought it was like, oh shit. I thought it was just like like a ocean kind of thing, because it looked like waves, right?
Of the weight, yeah.
And I was thinking,
like,
oh, that's like a rock, or
those are coming off.
And then there's a bridge.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the Golden Gate Bridge.
Wow.
You know,
I am an asshole of a fucking.
No, it's all right, man. You don't have to stare at my arms. It's cool, dude. But you know, like, but I think leaving was one of the best things that ever happened to me, because it made me realize, like, you know what, like, where you're from is always really cool and it's always comfortable.
Yeah.
But there's cool stuff everywhere.
That's true.
Like, if my wife and I tomorrow, if she got a job offer somewhere and she's like, hey, we're moving to Canada, I would be like, cool, let's do it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Or, you know, if we were going to move, you know, somewhere hopefully not humid, I'd be like, that's awesome.
That's a big one.
Humid. You know? But I don't want to say Ryan should come back, but if you're training at a place where people know you, like, very well, they're probably going to be more honest with you. Then again, you know, if there are coaches that don't know you, they might be like, hey, dude, you're doing that wrong. And you're like, nobody told me that before. Maybe it's because they do. You know, you can look at it from either side. Yeah. But, you know, I think Ryan will be back. And
he'll 100% be back. See, that's the thing about Ryan. Like, I know I just shit on him a little bit, or it came across as shitting on him. I didn't mean it like that at all.
I don't think you're shitting on him, man.
But, yeah, I was, you know, I'm being honest and I'm being critical. And, you know, I would expect him to do the same to me. But the thing with Ryan is, so here's the thing. So Ryan's very first professional fight, he lost, right? Mm-hmm. If you look back, he lost. He went on and he rattled off 5 or 6 wins, impressive wins in a row right after that. So that's the type of guy Ryan is.
Yeah.
He will lose. He will fucking use that as motivation or whatever it is. And he just goes, you know, he's a worker. He's a hard worker, and he's the type of guy. He will grind it out. And, you know, talking to him right after, you know, I texted him. I was like, hey man, keep your head up and da 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 da. You know, his first response to me was, thanks, guys. You know, just got some mistakes I still got to fix. You know, so he knows. I think he knows what he needs to do. So.
Well, and you know, the other thing is, like, one of his losses was a really, really intense fight with Ben Eggly.
Yeah,
that was, you know, funny. And Ben gets the, I think Ben
tapped him in the fourth,
like in the fourth round.
Yeah,
but end like
of the fourth.
But you know, it was a hell of a fight before that.
Walker was beating his ass that fight.
And Ben Eggley's no slouch. I mean, we talked about it here before. Nope. You're gonna have wins. You're gonna have losses. And I think in his, you know, for him,
mm-hmm.
he'll regroup and he'll come back stronger.
Oh, for sure. You know, and also styles make fights too. I mean, honestly, it was one of those. If Ryan decided to grind and you know wrestle more, I think that was a favorable matchup. But you know, Steve's he's a good striker. He's fast and mm-hmm. he hits hard. So, you know, it just didn't play out the way that I think Ryan thought it might have. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know what the coach's game plans were going into that.
Yeah, right. Obviously,
I mean, it was a two minute fight, so it's hard to be too critical, you know. But from what I saw,
well, nobody rocks a pair of moccasins like Ryan Walker. So I hope he comes back and strong and gets a moccasin sponsorship and they send him a beaded vest and
you know what? One more thing I want to say too, talking about sponsorship, he had no sponsors for that fucking fight.
You kidding me?
So Iridium, Jason House, you guys are fucking awful. They're terrible. I am not managed by them, thank God, anymore. And the funny thing is, they're not going to listen to this. And when I retweet this, guess what? Iridium Agency, they're going to retweet it too. Why? Because they don't fucking have any communication. So fuck them. They fucked over Ryan. That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Moving on.
All right, dude.
Moving on. Well, he threw me off there. I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah, sorry, man. No, that's all right, man. I just remember that. I remember being fucking
pissed.
No,
that's all right, man. It's that's a fair point, you know?
That's not cool.
Yeah, no, that is not cool.
That's just, you know.
Fighters are working hard just to train, you know?
Yeah, and the managers want 10% of your purse, right? But they don't want to fucking do anything for you.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's a little tricky, especially... You know, that's especially in the case where you look, if he were fighting in the UFC, at least he'd get that minimum Reebok money.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. He would have got that at least. But, you know, when like there's so much opportunity to make money.
Well, you know, we've talked about it before, you know, that that Reebok deal is real sweet when you're at those lower levels.
Yeah.
Man, like, sounds pretty fucking good.
Yeah, for
but
some
when
guys,
you're on the top of the fucking mountain and if you get there quick... You're going to be like, fuck, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a give and take, right? Yeah.
But you know what you will notice is some fighters in the UFC will wear they get to wear those shorts with that little Monster sponsorship on it, and some of them don't. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, when you're shacking up with Mr. DW, mm-hmm. what do you think is going to happen?
Right. So you're telling me Daniel Cormier is shacking up with.
He'd probably with give D-dubs. Him a fucking hand job, probably give him a handy. He's like, hey, DW.
Yeah.
Dana White, come here.
I feel like Dana White owes Daniel Cormier at least one old-fashioned HJ for all that John Jones bullshit. Like,
Yeah.
You know? Or maybe that's just like...
Well, I think his form of giving him an HJ is, here's Brock Lesnar. Here's your mega fight.
Here's a couple million bucks right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
You know, not to derail talking about fights that happened this weekend, but... I just think that that I lost my train of thought.
Oh yeah, cool. I like that.
No, it was something about fucking DC. God damn, I literally just forgot what the fuck I was gonna say. Well, we'll cut this out.
All right, cool.
Or we won't. All right,
we'll just keep it in there. It's cool. Yeah.
Oh no, I know what I was gonna say.
All right,
DC, this is pretty cool. Like, granted, the person he called out or mentioned is not the like. Best fighter in the world at 205 pounds.
I know what you're gonna say.
But DC is talking about he wants to fight Brock Lesnar, but maybe before that he wants to defend the 205-pound title. Holy shit, DC. That is fucking badass.
Do you know what's even crazier?
He just might fucking do it.
Well, is that he's fucking 240 what pounds? 46 pounds?
Uh-huh.
He's going to be 205?
Talking about it.
Like, what?
But I'm just saying, how cool would that fucking be? He comes in, he gets both titles, defends both titles, rides off into the sunset.
No, I'm
a, I saw someone post something today online because today's Conor McGregor's birthday.
Oh, shit.
And they posted this thing about Conor McGregor being 30 and what have you accomplished by the time you were 30 and Conor McGregor's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, I'm not personally impressed with what Conor McGregor has accomplished. Yes, he's accomplished a lot in the fight world.
Yeah.
But also, he's like known for going on drug-fueled rampages.
Yep.
Like, he cheats on his wife. Like, he's got all these things. You know what? I don't cheat on my wife. We have a nice fucking house. I have a good fucking life. I may not have accomplished as much athletically, but professionally and personally, I feel like I have enriched myself more than Conor McGregor. And if you want to point at someone who's accomplished a lot, let's talk about Daniel Cormier, who by the time he is 40 will have potentially won and defended two belts in the fucking kidding me? Yeah. Look at what this guy did athletically, and he did this overcoming great personal loss.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a model fucking
citizen.
He's doing great things for children's wrestling programs. He's a great wrestling coach. Like, I think that guy's fucking the shit. I love Daniel Cormier.
I am a huge fan. And I don't care if
you push down on the fucking towel. You know what? He didn't do fucking steroids.
Yeah.
So push down on the towel all you fucking want.
Hey, man, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
That's right. But at least he's like I'm just saying, if you look in the realm of ways to cheat, I couldn't lose like 0.8 pounds before this fight, you know? Big fucking deal, man. Big fucking deal. Oh, I couldn't do this fight without steroids.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, and by the way, I couldn't not do cocaine leading up to my fight. I could not even imagine like being a professional athlete and being like, you know what I need to do tonight before my fight next week?
Cocaine. You know what? It's funny you say that because I can't imagine doing that. And, you know, I think I might do it because I want to be like John Jones. You know, instead of be like Mike, be like John, right?
Right.
I mean, that's how he's, you know, look at him. He's got all the endorsements and all the sponsors. Well, he had them.
Yeah.
But, you know, until his booger sugar addiction got out.
That's right. And where's Nike when Daniel Cormier needs them, you know?
Like, well, I mean,
Reebok, blah, blah, blah.
But when he retires, those motherfuckers better swoop him up.
Well, when he retires, he's not worth anything to them.
You don't know. He could still be a spokesperson for wrestling.
Yeah, that's true.
Get his own wrestling shoe.
That's true. If wrestling programs didn't, like, continue to close at colleges.
Well, I mean,
you know,
why you
put your kids in wrestling.
Yeah.
It's
a
great sport.
Yeah, dude, do that.
Builds character.
We've gone, like, completely off track because we were talking about the beef that I was having. So going back to Ryan's fight real quick. The reason why... Okay, so this is the thing. Number one thing about me is I ride and die for my friends, right? I don't give a fuck. I will talk shit to anyone about anything. If you're in the wrong, I will be in the wrong with you, right? So I went to his I defended him, right? Because Steve was, he got a little cocky. So I was like, hey, let me remind you what the fuck happened to you the last time you got cocky. Because I don't know if I talked about this before, but before me and him fought, my aunt caught him talking shit, saying like, oh, it's going to be an easy fight, da 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 da, before we fought. And she didn't tell me this till after I knocked him out.
Yeah.
So, fuck that. And so I had to let him know, like, hey, man, don't forget, you were just knocked out not that long ago, so chill the fuck out, right? And then, of course, you know, his goons had to come after me. And then, guess what? I had fucking no one by my side to defend me besides you, sir. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's a fucking true friend.
I got your back, bro. I got your back.
But, yeah, it was kind of fun.
I've been out and I've been thrown out on my own before. I know how it feels.
Yeah. All these people are just tagging me from all the sides, calling me Shitty Smitty.
You talk shit to somebody. Next thing you know, you're, like, looking for someone to back you up. And you go to look, and they're not following you anymore.
There's
like,
no what? One. What the fuck?
But you, why I've known you that guy for like 12 years?
Yeah. You're liking his responses. What are you doing? Like,
yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. So, but it actually got I started just to start joking about it because, you know, I did get a little emotional. I will admit when I was wrong, and I did admit it to Steve. I was like, you know what? It is your time to shine. I fucked up. But on Instagram, I think it's his cousin or his brother or something. But one of them is a singer. Right, he was talking shit to me, so I was like, "Hey man, let me get a feature on one of your songs." And like, I was like, "Don't worry about it, man. I rap now." He's like, "Well, normally it's $100,000.
Blah, blah, blah. Shut the fuck up, right? $100,000.
Yeah, I was like, get the fuck out of here. So I just kind of kept that gag going.
Normally your paycheck comes from Taco Bell.
Yeah, I was like, hey, man, a little Bugatti. I was like, man, for you, I will only charge you $50K. Come on, <my." laughs> and then you know everything kind of resolved, and you know I think we're all right. They probably all still hate me, which is cool, but
whatever.
I don't give a fuck.
They hate us because they ain't us.
Yeah, they hate us because he's sleeping, motherfucker. Mm-hmm.
I might take that out because it kind of sounded like I said anus.
I think you keep it
because they anus.
Yeah, they hate us because of our anus.
We do have shitty anuses.
Well, we're just talking about the splatter.
A couple earlier, of shitty guys. So. Maybe you really are Shitty the Kid.
Shitty the Kid, dude. I'm fucking Shitty the Kid.
That's good.
But, yeah. So, anyways, enough about that. Was there any fight to you this weekend that actually stood out?
So, one fight I wanted to talk about was on that first Bellator card.
Okay.
Because there were two Bellator cards this weekend. Yep. One in the States and one in Italy.
Yeah.
Was it 202 and 203? Or did they call that other one like...
No, it was 202 and 203.
Weird. Man, because that's such a weird strategy.
Because they're both title fights.
Yeah, but why... I don't understand the plan of splitting up these two cards like that and then also having one like not go against the UFC but kind of go against the UFC because the UFC had a card on Saturday night as well.
Yeah.
I don't understand the plan there. Whoever planned that out, I feel like you need to lose your job. That's weird.
Well, if you think about it, so you just had International Fight Week, right, for the UFC. That's their big whatever. So I think what they were trying to do is like, well, UFC had their own little gimmick, whatever, blah, 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 the week before. The next week, let's do our own. So they did the – so we had Bellator Friday – 202, Bellator 203, and then they did the kickboxing match.
Oh, yeah,
well,
they did the kickboxing too, which I haven't watched yet. I recorded it. I will watch it.
Okay. So they had the kickboxing thing as well. So they had all those boom, 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 boom. And they're also really trying to build their fan base overseas.
Internationally,
like,
for sure.
Europe, and you know, they went to like Hungary and shit like that. So they're really trying to, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's fair. But on that first card, on 202, we saw the return of Michael Mayday McDonald.
And yeah, he changed his name to Mayhem.
Mayhem?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, it wasn't Mayday. It was Mayhem.
Well, it's going to be Mayday to me because that's what
it was
before.
Yeah, it was weird. Or unless the ring announcer fucked up because he said Mayhem. And I was like, there's only one Mayhem, sir. Yeah. His name's Miller.
Yeah.
So.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I'll still call him Mayday. But yeah, man, it was a great fight for him, a great performance.
Sure was.
Came out and got a really just a really decisive win against Eduardo Dantas, who's no slouch, you know, former champion, great competitor. But Michael McDonald looked great, you know. He rocked him. He went down. When Dantas went down, unfortunately, he rolled up his ankle and broke his leg.
Snap City.
Which is not good. No. But what finished the fight was a series of left hands that were just really violent, right?
Yeah.
So this is the thing you need to know. If you don't know about Michael McDonald, he's had problems with broken hands throughout his career, and this is his return fight from a severely broken right hand that he had surgery on.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I believe, his third or fourth hand surgery. And in this fight, he broke his left hand.
Yeah, when you told me that, I was like, fuck, I didn't even know. I was like, I knew he broke his hand in his last fight, but fuck, again?
Yeah, so he broke his left hand, and he gave the most depressing post-fight interview I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And he was like, this is like my sixth broken hand time I've broken my hand or fifth time I've broken my hand. This will end up being my fourth or fifth surgery. Fuck. I don't know why I do this. I don't know why I'm doing this to myself. I don't understand why this is happening. I need to reevaluate my life, like all of this shit. But then he did do something super cool. Mm. He was like, wait, hold on. And he kind of got in the right headspace, and he said, my brother is also a fighter and he's super good. If you like my fights, you'll love his fights.
Oh, that's cool.
Get him in here, Bellator. He needs to be fighting here, which I thought was really cool.
That's neat,
shout out to him for doing that. That was really cool. But man, it was super depressing. And he went on to do more of this online. This, like, oh my God. It was really fucking sad.
I didn't catch any of that, so I need to...
I was pretty hyped for him to come back too, because he's one of the guys who, well, he's one of the guys that he was fighting for the UFC, and he was basically like, "Yo, you're not giving me fights, release me," and they did.
Yeah,
and he was like one of these talented guys that
he was
they
a top. He was a top 10,
exactly, and and he actually he had gotten to a point where they thought he was going to be like a title challenger, but then he had a couple losses, and they were just like, eh.
Yeah, who did he lose to?
I don't remember exactly, but
there were shit. Was Mendez one of them? No, he lost. He got knocked out by Cody Garbrandt.
John Lineker knocked him out.
Oh, it was Lineker. Duh. Oh,
and the one of the more telling ones was when Uriah Faber made a comeback, mauled him. And just mauled him and then choked him out, and he got submitted by Henan Barrow.
Okay.
But other than that, I mean, he had in the UFC.
He did fight for the title against Henan, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, okay.
For the interim title.
Yep.
But I mean, he had knockout of the night against Alex Soto. He knocked out Miguel Torres. He fought Brad Pickett and submitted him. I mean, he had a lot of good fights and a lot of good wins, you know. And then
He just hits hard. And he's young.
And then he fought for Bellator, his Bellator debut, 191, and he gets the win, unanimous decision, but that was back in December 2017. He broke his hand, and he had that surgery, and now here he is with another broken hand. So I feel pretty bad for him, but I hope... I mean, there is a chance that he won't need surgery, or
yeah, I mean,
chance...
it was just right after, so, I mean, who knows, maybe it wasn't broke, he just hurt.
I haven't looked into it further, because it bummed me out, and I had a lot of shit to do today. I painted my bathroom, I went... Bought a lamp, did all kinds of shit.
A fucking lamp, huh?
Well, not just any lamp. I went to an antique store. We bought a beautiful stained glass lamp. It's a hanging lamp. This is
cool, man.
Yep, need to rewire.
Can't wait
whole
for
thing.
My life to be like that someday.
You know what? It was where actually
I'm bragging about going to an antique store.
You know what? Okay, let me tell you something really cool that happened to me outside of fighting.
Okay.
Fast forward if you don't want to listen to stuff that is weird. So I'm a huge Swamp Thing fan. It's my favorite comic. I love Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
And we're at this antique shop, and I will preface this by saying, no, you know what? I'll go this route. So we're there. And I kind of look and I notice there's a rack of old comics. And I was like, oh, I'll look through these. And the first
time out. This was today?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is today. At the antique store, they have this like section where whoever it was had old records and old comic books and stuff. And I see this rack with comic books. And I walk over and I spin it. And the first comic book I see is a Swamp Thing comic. It's an old Swamp Thing comic. And it's issue 57. Which doesn't sound very important to you, but 57 is my favorite number. Like, back in the day, you won't know what this is, but pager code, like, you had a code that would, like, if you send someone a page, it would be like texting them, and you would put your number, and they'd know it was you. Like, my friend Joe, his was 6040, mine was 57, my friend Jesse's was 37, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, if you wanted to buy weed from somebody, you'd put 420, you know, that sort of shit, you know?
Yeah.
And so, 57's, like, always been my number, you know? And so, it was issue 57, I was like, oh, man, I'm buying this. This is meant to be.
Yeah.
This is where it gets crazy. So then I come home, we get everything settled down, I sit down, I open up my phone, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna check my email real quick, and I open it up, and about 6 months ago I emailed a tattoo artist who I love named George Campisi. Mm-hmm. Check him out on Instagram, his tattoos are insane. And I told him, hey man, I want to get a tattoo from you. Are you going to be coming up to Portland anytime soon? Because he has a shop here that he works with regularly.
Okay.
And I didn't hear anything. And I told him what my idea was. And I want to get a tattoo of Swamp Thing nice. Fighting the Grim Reaper.
Nice.
And because he's like known for doing these amazing Reaper tattoos.
Yeah.
And today, the same day I got that comic, he sent me back an email and was like, that's a fresh idea. I'm going to be there in the fall.
Nice.
So come the fall, my right arm is going to be sleeved up.
That's pretty dope.
With a new tattoo.
Well, that's a lot cooler than a fucking lamp. You should have kicked it off with that instead of the lamp. What are you doing?
Dude, the lamp is fresh. If you're a homeowner, you know, man. You got to get in. You got to buy lamps. You got to do all kinds of shit.
Yeah. You know what? I feel like if I ever own a house, it's going to be like a telling sign that I'm like a fucking sociopath. Is I'm not gonna have any art anywhere, and it's not because I want there not to be art. It's just I can't see myself going. I'm like, oh, good art. I'm going to hang this up.
Yeah, but this office has cool art, you know, and this is all hung up. That's stuff that I had, that and now I finally have a place to display it in the proper setting. No, I wish. That guy makes a lot more money than both of us. But you know, so anyway, I digress.
Okay.
That was my day.
All right, that's pretty sweet. I'm happy for you. That's pretty cool. I had no idea about the Swamp Thing tattoo. That's tight.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah.
But Michael McDonald, I feel bad for you. I hope that your hand is not as injured as you believe it is.
But at the same time, Michael McDonald, fuck you. I had a great day.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You know, I learned something about Michael McDonald today from you. So, do you...
I mean, I...
Allegedly. I heard
yeah.
from a friend.
Yeah, okay.
That he heard from a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
We're gonna connect people in the world. You connect the dots where you want. If I know a guy who knows a guy who could know a guy, you might figure it out. But
we talk about this guy on every podcast, maybe?
We do not talk about this guy on every podcast, remember? We're not supposed to talk about him. You said before we're not gonna mention him. Okay. So he who shall remain unnamed.
Who is named every episode, though?
Look, if Two Scoops says it's true, it's true.
It's true.
I'm just saying. So I used to joke about Michael McDonald being like being a little bit of like a Jesus freak. And like, I got no problem with people who are religious. I go to church. It's no big deal. But yeah. I just thought it was funny. Like, me and my friends make, you know, crack wise about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you drop on me today that the reason he's so into Jesus is that he is a recovering sex addict.
Yeah, that's the word on the street.
That's crazy.
I don't know, man. I mean, there's a lot of... look at him.
He's like a skinny nerd. Like, he's all pimply and shit. Sex addict guy.
You know what? I always notice the nerdy kids are the ones who are more deviant when it comes to sex.
Mm.
Like, I don't know if you ever noticed that, but like... And even in high school, like, they would have their little cliques, right? Like, their little whatever.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
We're all special, and we are friends, and da-da-da. Uh-huh. They would always all fuck each other.
I heard the Ren Fair is where it goes down. I hear you go to the Renaissance Fair, and it's just like a nerdy, sweaty fuck fest. You know what?
It wouldn't surprise me at all. I guarantee it. Like, all those Naruto fans and fucking, I don't know, Harry Potter fans, they all fuck each other.
That's exciting.
That's a thing, yeah. I mean, when you're not really getting laid by anyone who's, you know... not your type of people.
I guess, man.
It's like you just bang. I don't know.
I know. They're hot nerds.
Yeah. This guy.
Right.
Me.
Couple of really hot nerds in this room right now. We are attractive.
Yeah. But no, yeah, so that's the word. That's the rumor. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of rumors going around.
Whatever.
In the fight world. I mean, another one, of course, is Dana White and Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, so that's the funny thing is, like, apparently you told me that in the fight world,
that was just a known thing. Yeah.
So that's kind of funny because I don't think in the regular world people knew that.
No. So like when everyone was like making a big deal about it, I was like, oh,
I thought it was a bigger deal that Brendan Schaub is saying he did too. Because I was like, man, you really throwing that out there? Like,
what do you mean?
I didn't know that they were like an item or
you didn't. Brendan Schaub and Ronda were?
No, I had no idea.
Oh yeah, they were together.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were dating for a minute.
I don't pay attention to that kind of shit.
See, that's why there was a big beef between him and Travis Brown.
Ah.
Yeah, that's why Travis Brown's talking all that shit, because, you know, Ronda was like, yo, Brendan Schaub used to do this to my pussy, and you don't do it. And then Travis Brown's like, oh, yeah.
And then Brendan Schaub's like, I'm going to beat your ass. Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah, yeah, so.
We shouldn't joke about domestic violence, but.
Wait, did you? Oh, I just
made a joke about. Or no, I'm sorry. I said Brendan Schaub. Yeah. I meant Travis Brown.
They didn't pick up domestic violence.
You know, because Travis Brown beat sure up did. His ex-wife or whatever, allegedly.
Yeah, he sure did.
If you end anything with allegedly, you didn't say it, so that's...
Oh, is that the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. That's the out.
Well, allegedly, Dana White and Ronda fucks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's obvious. Come on. Why do you think she came over to the UFC? Why do you think all these things happened to her real quick in the UFC? Why do you think she's in the Hall of Fame? Come on. She's not that good. She was not that good at fight. I know we've had this debate. She was not that fucking good. She's not. She's just a sweet-ass lay. That was it.
Episode is going off the fucking rails.
Well, I'm tired, man, so we're this is what happens.
When you came over, you didn't have an iced coffee. I was shocked.
Well, it was I was debating on getting coffee before I came. Should've I was like, it's late, and I'm like, fuck, I want to go to sleep.
That's so funny. I said to my wife, oh, Jake will be here, he'll have a coffee, whatever, and she was like, really, it's gonna be nighttime. It was like,
Dude,
everybody drinks caffeine at night.
No, I don't. I have a cutoff. I don't fuck with my sleep, man. Fuck, we're all over the place. We're talking about fights.
Well, okay, so the main event on Bellator 202 was Julia Budd
versus Nogueira.
Yeah, versus Nogueira. It wasn't
man
competitive at all.
Julia Budd has got a body. She, I mean, as in like physique, as in she's got abs, she got biceps. She's a big lady.
She's not small.
I want her and Cyborg to fight.
I wouldn't
mind seeing
it. Cyborg
would destroy her.
I think Cyborg would destroy her. I mean, you like, I mean, maybe she fights up to the talent level.
Holly Holm would be fun.
Holly Holm would be a fun fight
for
her.
That'd be a good one.
But, you know, I mean, Bud looked good, you know, but yeah, I mean, she's going to look good against the talent that you're putting her against. I mean, that's the problem with the 145 pound division, man.
Nogueira was undefeated. Granted.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, like, who has she fought? You know?
I mean, yeah, I can tell you.
I just, when people talk to me about 145 pounds for women and 100, and now 155 pounds, give me a fucking break. Give me a break. Yeah. Like, I want to see it. I do. But there are not enough people out there filling that up and training at that level that are gonna make you want to turn on your TV for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the pool's just not deep enough.
Yeah, man, it's just not. Yeah. I mean, maybe you make 140 pound division. I don't know, but you have to make some sort of solution because you're not going to get anybody who's going to challenge Cyborg at a level that's going to make sense. And until she decides to walk away, like, that division means nothing. Yeah. And even after she leaves, like, we're back to the same old people. Does Marlux Kunin come out of retirement?
I was going to say, yeah, Marlux Kunin was like one of the pioneer ladies, you know, and the UFC wanted to sign her because of, was it Golden? They had a beef with Golden Glory.
Yeah.
And that was the whole reason why Alistair had to separate from them and all that. And big old debacle.
So, you know, it's just not what's going to drive the sport. You know, 135 pounds, 125 pounds, 115 pounds. Even if they brought in atom weight, 105 pounds, right? Like, you're going to have way more competitive matches in those divisions than you are 145 or 155 pound. One time, a fight promoter that we both know, he was telling me how stupid it was that people were excited to watch women at 125 pounds fight, and that he's no thank you unless they're fighting at a weight that matters. I'm not going to watch. And I was like, are you out of your fucking mind? And this is when Joanna Champion was champing up when she was champion. Yeah. She was fucking, dude, she was. There was like a window there, man, where she was untouchable. And I mean, like, really, like, one of the pound for pound best fighters on the planet. You're telling me you don't want to watch that, or you don't want to watch Mighty Mouse? Are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand that. Like, why would you not want to watch the most competitive weight class for, you know, for the sport, for those fighters? Like, it doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Yeah, 115 is probably the best weight class for women's right now.
115, 125.
Like, well, I mean, 125 just got started. I mean, I don't know who's really in that.
Exactly. But I'm just saying, like,
The champion right now, I don't even know who it is. I know it's someone who weren't on the Ultimate Fighter, but she hasn't fought. She got
defended.
Hurt.
Yeah,
she got hurt.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know her fucking name.
Well,
it's
potentially
weird.
It's going to be Yan Jacek. I mean, if she
Joanna's
going
to go up.
That's the word.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's going to be tough after the losses to Rose to try to work your way back up. Why not move up a division in a division that doesn't have that many, you know, fighters in it? And the people who are moving there are some of the people you've already beat.
Yeah.
You know, and I honestly don't think that it's impossible for her to beat Rose, you know,
given the time.
It was close. It was close. I mean, obviously she didn't win the first one, but
No.
But it was close in the second one, and I think given another shot, she could win that fight. But you know,
yeah,
that's, you know, we're
splitting
oranges.
Hairs.
Yeah, exactly.
You gonna say oranges?
Yeah, whatever. I was gonna say it's apples and oranges, but I don't know. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Again, we're tired. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So there was that.
Julia Budd, she gets the win. She looked really good. She looked dominant, but I don't know what's going to happen there. You know, I don't see anything being, being really worthwhile for her. I mean, she's going to keep the belt. It's going to be entertaining for a while, and that's going to be it. But I think of people in Bellator who have had that happen, like Cole Conrad or Ben Askren, and then, you know, they're just dominant. And there's no one to fight them. So what happens? You know, Cole Conrad fucking retired. You know, he walked away. He's like, I'm not making enough money. He was the Bellator heavyweight champion. He was super dominant, and he had no losses, and nobody had an answer for him. He was really boring, kind of a big, heavyset guy. You don't remember him?
Is he wasn't the super muscular dude.
No, absolutely not.
Because there was a guy.
He was a really killer wrestler in college.
Yeah.
Came over, dominated in Bellator, was like, I'm not making enough money, retired and walked away. Yeah.
That's interesting.
And he just walked away. He was there from like the tournament format. I mean, and just nobody had any answers for him. You know, he was like the Funky Ben of heavyweight.
Because
and
there was a the reason why I was asking, because there was a guy who used to fight in Bellator heavyweight who just recently did the bare knuckle boxing, and he got fucked up.
Oh, yeah, and he got beat up.
You know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah. But
I think Cole Conrad beat him up. I think that was the first guy that ever beat him.
Maybe. Makes sense. Cole Conrad had a lot of good fights, but he just didn't really work out for him. I mean, he won... In Bellator, he had won. He came to Bellator 3-0 and never lost a fight there. He won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 fights in a row in Bellator.
Damn.
And then just retired. But this was back in the day, you know? Like, yeah, he retired after Bellator 70. So,
But
I'm saying, like, if there's no talent for you to fight, what's going to happen? You know what I mean? You're not going to be your value is not going to exist if there's no one for you to fight. You know, it's the same reason people complain about Mighty Mouse, right? Who's he going to fight? You know, he's going to rematch someone again. Yes, he is.
Yeah,
keep happening. So whatever. But that was 202 Bellator 202. Bellator 203 did not have a lot of awesome fights.
It didn't. It was a lot of finishes.
It had a lot of finishes, but just there were no like
no names.
No, because
it was all European fighters. Right?
Alessio Sicara, probably the biggest name on the fight.
Alessio Sicara. But then you got the Pit Bulls, and then I said his name wrong earlier. When it's not Wetchel, it's like Vetchel.
Weichel.
Weichel.
Whatever. It's a W like Weichel, but it's pronounced like with Weichel. A V. It's German. Daniel Weichel.
Change it, but stole that from Chris D'Elia. Anyways, so, you know, I mean, that's the thing with Bellator cards I'm noticing is a lot of finishes in it.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I don't know if that's just a marketing, you know, strategy. Maybe like the match director's like, you know what? I'm just going to put on a shit ton of fights that are going to be a bunch of finishes. And we're going to draw in fans this way.
Maybe, yeah. but if you notice, a lot of those fighters are up and coming guys that they bring in.
Yeah.
And on 203, they brought in some people to please the Italian crowd. The first fight was two Italian guys. One guy was totally outmatched. It was I don't know either of their names, but one guy was a wrestler with tiny arms, and the other guy was a striker with regular arms. So I just kept calling them little arms and regular arms.
Yeah.
And little arms took them down a bunch, and then punched them in the face a bunch, and that was the end of the fight.
Yep.
But
sure did go.
But the main event was Patricio Pitbull Ferreira. Ferreira.
I don't know. Guy Fieri.
Pitbull brother.
Yeah.
Little Pitbull.
The little one.
The little Pitbull.
I think he's better than his brother. Honestly,
he is better than his brother. He's super good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's held the title multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
But he fought Daniel Weichel, and they had fought before, and. Weichel was putting it on him, and they thought the fight was going to be over. And the
saved by the bell.
And the next round, he ends up losing the fight.
Yeah.
So this is the rematch. He comes back, says he's going to be better than ever. He wasn't.
No, but I mean, it was still a close fight. If you're going by rounds, it was weird. It was like one of those. It was weird, like because you know, we've had this talk before where I go, okay, it's round by round. So Weichel. He won first round.
I disagree entirely.
Really?
Yep.
I thought he won the first because Pitbull didn't do anything. Yeah. And then the second round, he got mollywopped.
And he backed up.
He got mollywopped. Well, yeah, but he actually was throwing some offense.
I know, but he wasn't landing.
So what, you just give it to the other guy just because he's backing up?
So if I walk backwards and throw punches at the air, am I beating you? Or are you backing me down?
He actually landed some kicks,
some,
too.
But I think Pitbull landed more. I'll go back and rewatch. But so that fight went on, and John McCarthy's talking about going into the fifth round, it's 2-2.
See, that's like, the way I had it, though.
Not even fucking close. It was so clear to me that Pitbull had that fucking fight in the bag.
See, I thought, I knew Pitbull was winning, right? But if I was going round by round, I was like, it's 2-2.
It ends up being scored by the judges the way that I thought. I'm not trying to
there was only one judge that had it the way you saw it. Every other judge had it 48-47.
Was it 48-47 for the other two?
One judge called it 49-46.
There were a few things John McCarthy said in that fight that fucking just drove me absolutely nuts. I know you're a fan of John McCarthy, but I can't fucking deal with that guy. I can't fucking handle him.
Yeah.
He says some outlandish shit that God damn it. I should have written it down. He said something that just fucking, it drove me crazy. I'm going to go back and watch it and I'll fucking tell
take
you.
Notes.
It was like,
take fucking notes.
He just said a few things that were like these definitive declarative statements that you can't say it. It's not true. When you do this, this happens, he would say, and I don't remember what it was, but it was something about the way someone was throwing a punch or something. I can't remember. Yeah. And I'm just like, no, he was talking about the way people score fights. This is what it was. He's talking about the way people score fights. And he says, judges won't give you the round if you land more volume. The way judges score fights is that the person who lands the harder strike, those are the ones they count. That's how judges score fights. Really? Because I've been watching fights for a long fucking time, and I'm going to go back and watch a lot of fights where that shit is exactly the opposite of what happens. Yeah. Give me a fucking break. And he said it as if, this is the definitive statement on judging. No, motherfucker, that's your statement on judging. That's how you interpret that fight. Go talk to other judges. I guarantee you that they don't all judge exactly the same way. Even if they're trained the same way, they do not judge the same fucking way.
Yeah, everyone's opinion is different.
Exactly. And then in this fight, I see it super clearly that it's 3-1 going into the fifth round, and Vaishal needs a finish is as far as I'm concerned. And I'm like, and they're talking about how close this fight is. He's fucking gassed. He looks beat. Like, all the major moments of the fight were for Pitbull, with the exception of one spot. But I'm just saying, obviously we can disagree about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But the way he said it was like, this is definitely the way this fight is going right now. Like, I get it, man. You're doing your job as an announcer. Mm-hmm. But what you need to say is, the way I have it is blah, blah, blah. Which is fine, which is totally fine. But they were not going back to the first round and talking about how it was definitive for someone. Like, okay, if you scored
first round
for Vaishal,
is obviously a toss up. I gave it to Vaishal.
But the way they were talking about, and I get it. They're the announcers for Bellator. They have to make the watching audience believe that it's 2-2 for the third round. But the way he was saying it was just driving me up the fucking wall. It's like, look, man, if I want to watch some bullshit like that, I'll go listen to fucking, some fucking Yahoo on Fox Sports call a fucking, in a football game. They're obviously going to make it try to be way more exciting. You know what I mean? Like if I want to watch a boring football game and make it seem really exciting, I'll listen to John Gruden tell me why it's the fucking greatest thing ever, it just drove me up the goddamn wall. I couldn't fucking take it.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think John McCarthy is a great referee. He's done a lot of good things for the sport, but him as an announcer is killing me, bro. It is killing me.
all right. I mean, fair enough, man. I can't really say much because he's going to be, commentating my fights. So, hey, John, keep doing your thing, buddy. Moving on.
Hot take for the day.
I do get annoyed about, it's more on Goldie's side. Is he will reference the UFC every time he broadcasts. Mm-hmm. He will bring up a fighter from the UFC. He will talk about... He even brought up Henry Cejudo's fighting for a world title. Yeah, who gives a fuck? We're watching Bellator. You're not promoting the fucking UFC right now. What are you doing? I get it. It was kind of, it's in the realm of the sport. But you will never hear a UFC,
No, you will not. They will get
bring
axed.
Up anyone from... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
when the UFC bought Pride, it was like this like sigh of relief because you could finally talk about Pride fights. Yeah. And it was like yeah. you could just hear this like giant exhale from the community where people were like, ugh, finally,
right.
you know, we can talk about this shit. They'd be like, well, there were fights in organizations over in Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, really? What organization yeah, are you yeah, talking yeah, about? Because exactly. for people who don't know, who are new to the sport, like... We want to know, right? Like, if you imagine you getting into the sport when you did, when it was the Ultimate Fighter, mm-hmm. if they started talking about, immediately started talking to you about Pride, like, because Pride back then was really fucking cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, could you imagine if, like, your first introduction to Chuck Liddell was watching him in Rampage? You'd be thinking about Chuck in a totally different way.
Yeah, that's you know? True.
It's
that's
pretty
true.
Crazy. That it's pretty crazy. Fucking crazy.
Never thought about know? That.
Like, they wouldn't talk about Wanderlei Silva even though he had fought in the UFC.
Like, yeah, that's weird. It was
crazy.
Yeah, he did fight in the UFC before yeah. Pride. Holy
and it
shit.
Was like, and it was like the only fight people wanted to see was yeah. Wanderlei and fucking Chuck. Like, come on, man. That's what people wanted more than anything. They didn't want Chuck and Babalu, I'll tell you that.
No.
That's why Babalu had to win like 9 fights before they gave him a title shot. And then he gets knocked out without even getting punched. It was yeah. so weird.
Yeah, I don't but, know. Did he get head kicked? No, or is no, that the
it was
first
like
fight?
This weird, like, he like know. Fell down. He wasn't feeling it. He wasn't trying to fight Chuck, man.
It's like, I don't want any part of that. Just give him a payday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, okay, and then, so that's the two Bellator fights.
That's the two Bellator cards.
And then UFC card.
UFC Fight Night 133, live from Boise, Idaho.
Yeah, there was a lot of...
There was some crazy names.
There were some names on there. Yeah, there was that one dude who did the hammer fist, Pierce or Price.
Yeah, I want to mention his name because that was fucking crazy.
It was
Nico Price, and he fought Randy Rude Boy Brown.
Rude Boy got fucked up.
He sure did. If you want to see a weird finish to a fight, go watch that. That was really bizarre. Like,
that was dope.
Rude Boy, like I said during the fight, so he's like a lanky, tall black dude. He's like six, I think he was like 6'3 or 6'4, something like that.
Something.
And I said to Jake, man, I feel bad for any black guy in the UFC who has that kind of build because you're just immediately going to be compared to John Jones or Anderson Silva.
Exactly.
Like, you don't even have an option. It's just, it's going to be like a white receiver. Like, he kind of reminds me of Wes Welker.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're fucked, dude. Back in the day, it was Ed McCaffrey. Like, it kind of reminds me of Ed McCaffrey. You know, it's the same shit. Like, like you just don't have a fucking choice, man. Like, he's Jordy Nelson, like, if you're a white receiver. But if you're a lanky black dude in the UFC, like, you are Anderson Silva, like, or you are John Jones, like, I feel for those guys. But that guy was super awkward. The way he grappled was awkward. The way he went for submissions was awkward. And these two get in an awkward position, go figure, and Nico Price is on his back. He's going for a leg, and all of a sudden he gets up against the cage, is up against the cage, and he like puts his head over homeboy's foot, and Price just unloads hammer fists off his back.
Yeah, traps his head in between his foot and his fist and just repeatedly.
And the cage,
it.
He had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
And just unloads on this guy, knocks him out fucking cold.
From the bottom.
From the bottom. And Herb Dean cannot stop this fight fast enough. And it's already, he hits the guy like 6.5 times in the face. And this dude, when he gets up, Rude Boy just falls like in a heap to the canvas and is like he's out for a while.
Yeah,
that was impressive.
That was pretty cool. I mean, I think that was probably the coolest thing that happened tonight.
Yeah, that was probably the coolest thing.
I mean, Chad Mendes had a good little knockout there. I liked the way he set up that left hook. He feinted that right, switched. He stepped over with his right leg, making his left his power shot, and just cracked Miles Jury.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. It's cool that this was Chad Mendes' first fight back since his USADA suspension and all that shit.
Yeah.
He'd been out almost two and a half years.
I could not imagine fighting after 2.5 year layoff. That's nuts.
That's crazy.
And then to come back like that.
Well, and you noticed something during the fight. You noticed that Mendes was unranked.
Yeah,
that was weird. Right? Isn't that weird? And he's fighting Miles Jury, who was like 12th or something.
Yeah,
you know, ranked 12, and you're going in there, and you were widely considered.
I just in my top mind, one or two. I just always had Chad Mendes top three. Like, right? It just always in my mind is like, oh yeah, it's Chad Mendes.
Yeah,
but I never thought like, oh shit, yeah, he's been out for like this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, which was I don't even know what it was he got caught with. I heard he has some kind of skin thing, and
yeah. There was a medical thing.
Yeah, and it was just like a technicality or some bullshit. You saw it as kind of bad for the sport, I think. They're fucking up a lot, man.
In that case, right? When you have a legitimate medical thing. And I mean, but the problem is, right, if that medical, if it was a skin thing, there was probably a steroid involved, right? Because if you have a skin condition, that's usually what happens.
Yeah.
So, like, I get where they're coming from, but is the product he's using... Is it known as something that's for doping, which is why that led to the suspension? Or is it just like, this is the name of a steroid? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause like I have asthma, and you can get a steroid inhaler, you know, for if you're having an asthma attack. Is that going to, if I'm having an asthma attack and I use a steroid inhaler, is that going to make me piss hot for USADA?
Yeah, possibly.
You know, but
well, just like the way they go about things, like I don't know if you heard the whole Josh Barnett debacle, but I mean that was fucked up.
That was,
you know,
fucked
it's just
up.
It's just weird. Like, you know, I don't know. I see the good that they're trying to do, but I see like they're also fucking up a lot.
Yeah. Well, the problem for like Josh Barnett and quite a few other guys are the supplement companies, right?
Exactly.
And the supplement companies are the ones who are fucking them. If anything, these guys need to sue the supplement companies, you know, and that's all the more reason to use a trusted brand. Like, I mean, not to promote them more cause they're making plenty of money, but on it, those guys clean out individual vats after using things. They're like, they are way, way ahead of the game when it comes to not having cross contamination.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what I've read. Yeah. Whereas other guys, you can literally, you could literally make supplements in your garage and you could sell them. Like, and that's fucking insane to me. You know, like if you know chemistry, you could just fucking write it up on a whiteboard, get yourself a digital scale, just start fucking scooping shit and putting it into capsules, and you're in business. And like, they don't need the FDA to say this is good for you, blah blah blah. They don't care, man. Yeah. And like we've talked about it before, those supplement companies can put a little bit of steroids in their shit and like make it sick. And then they start, hey man, have you tried this? It's fucking working great. I don't know what it does. Like, hey man, why do you have so many zits on your back, bro? I don't know, man. I don't know. I must just be really sweaty. No. Hey man, did you always have that like that much hair on your ears? Like, yeah, I did. Really? Like, why is your knuckle hair so long? I don't know. You know what I mean? But like, you know, so those companies are killers, man. It's a little bit rough, but it was pretty exciting to see Chad Mendes come back and look as good as he did.
Did, man. Yeah.
Look sharp against a good fighter in Miles Jury. And, after the fight, he, went over and he shook the hand of another featherweight, and I wondered to you aloud, hey, have these two guys fought before? And that was Jeremy Stephens, and I think that would be a cool next fight for
him.
I think
that'd be a good fight for sure.
They haven't fought, and Jeremy Stephens is, you know, right up there in the rankings. He's a killer.
He's big for the weight class.
He is big for the weight class. Mm-hmm.
That's an exciting fight for sure.
I would love to watch it.
It's a barn burner. I mean, Stephens just knocked out his boy Emmett.
Uh-huh.
So that's, you know what? I think that's going to be the next fight. I really do.
You heard it here first.
Boom.
Making news, breaking news. All that's right. What we do. And then, you know, another fight that was on that card was your favorite fighter, Sage Northcutt.
Yeah, corny fuck.
Fighting Zach Otto.
You know what? And I truly wanted to be happy. I was like, you know what? Why do I hate him? I don't understand why.
Dude, we were loving what he was doing in the fight.
I was like, all right, cool. He's, you know, he's making some improvements, you know, blah, 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 blah. Finishes off, and then he gets on the fucking mic. And he starts doing his goddamn flips. And that's where I was like, I fucking hate him. Can't do it. You're over here flipping and flexing. And yeah, sir. And I just, you know, you know, words are real powerful. I told myself I was going to knock him out. And I did. So we all need to be careful of what we say. Fuck you, man. You know? I can't.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. I appreciate your...
And he's got a wonky eye and no one talks about it. I will point out people's wonky eyes real quick. Cardi B's got one. He's got one. No one talks about
it. You know what else he has? He has a wildly protruding chin, man. His chin sticks out like nobody's
business. Which is why he keeps getting dropped in all of his fucking fights. People weren't just afraid of his goddamn abs.
Did you hear why he said he got dropped? I must have blinked early and missed that one.
I blinked and didn't see the punch coming.
I blinked. Oh, that was it. Yeah.
The first second of the fight.
Hey, Jake, blink real quick. Let me see if I can punch you in the face.
Yeah, he's a fucking cornball.
Closing your eyes and blinking are two different things. And the replay showed clearly you just got punched in the face,
bro. Got punched in your eyes did the fucking crissy cross.
They did. He had some. He looked like Rashad in that fish face photo for a minute there.
Yeah,
but he looked good, man. He looked pretty good. No, he did, man.
He's going to be a real problem.
He's coming in. He's coming into his own at 170.
I think Alpha Mel is the right team for him.
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's not hurting him any. And my buddy Tommy, he met him at the fights and was like, he's the nicest goddamn person I've ever met. Met him at the Strikeforce fights, took a picture with him, and was like, love this guy. Now it's his favorite fighter.
Yeah, I want to like him. I really do. But, you know, I don't know if it's envy or jealousy or what it is. Like, you know, you got this perfect body and, you know, you're really super athletic. And you're also the nicest guy in the world. He does something behind closed doors, and it's gonna come out, and it's gonna be really dark. I'm calling it fucking now. He's gonna get popped for some.
He's gonna be Dexter.
Dexter's cool in my book. He's gonna get popped for something weird. I'm not even joking, dude. I'm not even joking. I think he fucking. I don't want to say anything like, you know, gross, but you get what I'm getting at. There's some weird shit going.
Yeah,
on.
Maybe.
Yeah,
but the more people don't like him, the more I do like him. Like,
well, hey, man, like when that weird shit comes up, like, hey, you like fucking Mr. Creeper over there, huh? I'm big guy.
I liked him before he bought a van. I don't know.
Hey, so kids, check out this van. It's real neat, and you know, I got candy in here.
Hey, guys, you like candy?
Yeah.
Check out my hair. It's not threatening. Frosted tips.
There's definitely something off about him, though.
Yeah. Well, one last fight to talk about.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? Let's say real quick, shout out to your girl, Kat Zingano.
Yo, she got the win. Yeah.
What's up, Kat? Jake wants you to call him.
Not really. I don't like the way you talk. I listened to you on Joe Rogan. Yeah. I was like, fuck, man. I don't know.
She was bad in that interview, too. Well, after just, the fight. Why are you screaming?
Stop.
Why are you crying? Are you part Brazilian?
What is happening?
What's up with Brazilians always crying, man?
I never noticed
that. Man, you want to see the biggest cry fest ever?
Are you talking about girls?
No. Brazilian fighters all the time crying. Dude, go watch Season 1 of Ultimate Fighter Brazil. You've never seen more men crying and kissing each other in your fucking life. It is so crazy.
That doesn't surprise me.
You know, and I'm a crier, bro. Like, I watch emotional commercials and they make me cry.
Yeah.
But like, man, when something good happens to me in a sport or in a setting that is awesome, I'm like, yes!
I try to cry. Like, I want to cry. Like, I want to have that, like, oh, I'm so happy I cry, but I can't.
Dude, wait till you're, like, 36, man. You'll cry all the time.
Who says I don't now?
Well, all right. That's good.
Fucking emo Jake. but so, yeah, she
those days were behind you, you know?
Nah, dude, never. I'm fucking X'd up to the day I die.
Just because you stop wearing guyliner doesn't mean you're not crying anymore.
I never did the eyeliner.
I hope you didn't.
I didn't. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do the tight pants. Legs too big.
Yeah. But, dude, you know? I can't even wear a Levi's. My legs are too big. Yeah, like my dad, he always wore 501s and shit. And I remember I was like, Dad, what size are your jeans? He's like, 34 or 32 or something. I was like, all right, I'm just going to grab a pair of his jeans. I went to put them on. I can not get those motherfuckers.
Yeah, secret is you gotta get a bigger size.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, like the other day, you know what also makes weird jeans? It's Carhartt. Like, I'll buy the same size pair of jeans. I'll walk into Old Navy. I could just grab them off the shelf. No big deal. Mm-hmm. I went in. I tried to try on a pair of Carhartts. I had to go two sizes up to even get them to fit. Wow. Like, it was so uncomfortable because I got this fresh Carhartt Giants hat. I wanted to get some pants to match, but it just didn't work out for me.
Solid.
Didn't work out for
me. Yeah, man, with me and pants, like, I got, like, a 32-inch waist, but my legs say I'm a 36.
Mm.
So, I
that's rough.
I'm sagging. Yeah, always sagging.
Well, those skinny jeans don't do it, man. The skinny jeans are like I don't get that.
Nah, man, I ball huggers. I can't do it. You know,
So uncomfortable.
But, so anyways, uncomfortable.
I just wore basketball shorts all the time. Let's
jump into the last fight because I'm fucking
Jake's tired,
sleepy.
Guys. Jake
I'm
is sleepy. Dying.
And I got to drive home still.
Yeah, yeah. So, that's tough. Well, you could get a coffee on your way home, man. You'll
I'm
be
not
all right.
drinking coffee.
All right. last fight, JDS, Junior Dos Santos, Blagoy Ivanov.
Ivanov. Okay.
Nailed it.
There you go.
He
sounded, this should have been his first name, but
sure. Yeah. let's just call him Bloggy Ivan.
Bloggy Ivan.
Bloggy Ivan and Junior Dos Santos, the nicest guy in the world. He's so goddamn nice.
He's nice too.
He's super friendly, man.
Really? You've
He's
met
always
him?
Always hugging people and smiling and kissing babies and shit. He's gonna be the president.
He's gonna be the president. He looks like that fucking one guy. Baby Ruth.
Yeah,
the fuck is that dude?
Yeah, like Sloth from the Goonies.
Yeah, yeah that dude. Does. That's
you know
fucking...
why? Because he has ear dominance. Did you see this yep. fucking guy's yep. ear? JDS's left ear is like I don't think anyone's left ear has ever had cauliflower ear that bad. It is rough.
Besides homeboy whose shit is fucking squirted across.
Yeah, yeah.
James
but,
Tony? No, it's not James Tony.
No, you know what I'm talking it about. It was a. Fucking Sakuraba, man.
No,
oh, no. Yeah.
Against Kimbo.
The big
something.
What's that guy's
I think
name?
His last name's Tony.
He's like no? the demolition man. No.
No, that's
Alistair
Overeem.
But they fought. No, hold on. I'll look him up. His,
look, everyone's screaming it right now.
British guy. Yeah. It's that big fucking British guy. Who was it that punched him in the ear?
It was Kimbo.
Oh, yeah, it was Kimbo.
Fucking splatter that shit. It's not James Tony. What is it?
No, it's not James Tony. It's James something, though. His fucking man. We are terrible at names.
Hey guys, we're sleepy. We'll call this the sleepy cat.
I'm not sleepy, man. I feel
oh, really?
Good. I think I'm going to go do something after this.
Oh, all right. You're going to do some push-ups?
No,
do some
no,
karate
no.
in your room?
I think I'm going to go to the grocery store because, you know,
oh,
I painted well, today and yeah. I went to the antique shop. Might as well go grocery shopping. James Thompson, the Colossus. Yeah,
that
James Thompson.
Colossus.
Yeah, his
that
ear
motherfucker.
Exploded. That was bad. But Sakuraba, did you ever see the
yeah,
fight
his
where
ear
his
fell
shit
off.
Got ripped off?
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, I watched that
or
shit
Leslie
live.
Or Leslie Smith when her shit exploded.
Yep.
Bow! That was incredible.
Didn't they stop the fight for that?
Yeah, and she was like, no, I can keep going. She
yeah,
wanted to keep fighting.
Stupid.
She's the toughest. I love her.
I love
Project
her.
Spearhead. Go retweet her. She's the best.
Yeah.
Her and Julie Kedzie can get follows all day. They are my two favorite people on Twitter. That I the not entirely. I like some other shit on Twitter, but they are great.
They're solid.
Follow them both. They're good.
There you go.
Anyway, JDS, Bloggy Ivan, they get in there. They do.
I think it was a snore fest.
You know what? I think it was as bad to me. Like, if you're going to complain about fights,
yeah.
Man, I kind of like that Ngannou.
I actually like
Ngannou and Derek Lewis. Like,
I actually like
it
that
It makes
fight.
Me appreciate what they did more
yeah.
than in this fight. Because yeah. Bloggy Ivan, Blagoy Ivanov... Like, he came into the UFC with some hype, had that, the PFL title, World Series of Fighting, blah, 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 16
yep,
and
yep.
one, you know, yada, yada, yada. And, you know, in his defense, they throw this guy in his first fight in the main
yeah,
event
that's
against
crazy.
JDS. Like,
yeah.
wow.
Yeah.
And he looked shook. Like,
yeah.
when they went up and they, you know, pre-fight, they get up there and the ref's telling them, all right, have a clean fight.
He
da,
for
da,
sure
da.
Looked nervous.
He was nervous as hell. That guy was shaking. He was not comfortable.
Yeah.
It took him a while to get comfortable. And he had no reach on JDS.
Nothing.
It was he could
just,
not get inside. The few shots he landed were super impressive. But we were looking at the numbers during the fight. They showed him... This guy's landing 26% of his punches.
Yeah, it was
or
bad.
Strikes, I guess.
It was just bad all around.
A couple kicks.
I feel like Dos Santos could have put him away if he would have tried harder.
Should have put him away.
I don't know, man. Like, I think heavyweights suck. Like, that's probably not a popular opinion, but I don't care. Heavyweight fights suck.
Some of them. I don't
all
know.
Of them.
No,
they
DC's,
all suck.
DC's heavyweight fights don't
yeah,
suck.
Yeah, okay. DC doesn't
Alistair
really
Overeem's
count.
Heavyweight fights are
they
good.
They kind of suck.
They only suck because his chin sucks and he can't
no,
get hit anymore.
But look at the way
he cared,
fights, though.
Yeah, now, but only because he always gets knocked out. Before he gave a shit,
and
he
was and he
awesome.
Was a 205er first, so he had some athleticism going into
yeah,
it. What I'm saying is natural heavyweights, in general, are fucking terrible.
Well,
and I will, and you know what? Most fighters will agree with me. Because
yeah.
if you look at any heavyweight fighter, you don't go, oh, man, look at his technique. Look
yeah.
at it, blah, blah. No, we all watch for, oh, one big punch. There it is.
Yeah.
Heavyweight fights fucking suck.
Yeah, there's a handful that
it's
don't.
Very often, it's very rare where you get like fucking, oh, they both have really good cardio. It's they're true. Slugging it out.
Well, and
I like how defeated you kind of like, ah, yeah.
Well, like, ah, I am fuck. A little bummed, but only because I think about the fights that were good, right?
Like, yeah,
I think
no, that's about, the thing. That's why heavyweights are so, yeah.
I think exactly. about when Cain Velasquez was like on top of his game and not injured all the time. Like, God damn, man. It did not get any better than that. And like,
Cain was a rare, man, yeah, he was a rare specimen.
Go watch his fight against Brock Lesnar. Fuck, dude. Yeah, that was cool. Like, man, that was incredible. Like, yep. I just.
Now God DC's it, about to do the same. Hurt.
And DC.
Oh, you think DC. Kane will ever fight again?
Man, I sure hope so. He's still not that old. And, I know and he's when training, you think about so, the miles on him, he doesn't have that many. When he came to the UFC, he was 4-0. He only had four fights when he started with the UFC. Like, man, he's an incredible talent. And I feel like that fight in Mexico City where he did not go there early to get mm-hmm. acclimated to the climate, big fucking mistake. Clearly he gassed. Like, and for whatever reason, homeboy Verdum just had it all together right then.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's fine.
Which it was I still just, a pretty good fight, right? Until he got caught?
Verdum was kind of outshining him. Oh, okay. I mean, he was outstriking him a little bit with the length, and then Kane got tired.
See,
and
I didn't
he
watch
caught
that
him,
one. So.
Caught him in the guillotine. Kane was just, like, shooting for takedowns heavy.
Yeah.
It just, you know, it wasn't that impressive.
But he came back after that fight. He fought Travis Brown.
Yeah, he fought Travis Brown.
And he looked fucking phenomenal. He threw that fucking crazy spinning kick.
Yeah, no, he looked great against Travis Brown. But I think Travis Brown is the biggest fucking, like, you want to talk about Ronda Rousey getting lucky. Travis Brown is he's right in there too, man. Yeah. He got he lucked out with the crazy elbows against Josh Barnett, right? Yeah, yeah. He got so goddamn lucky against Alistair Overeem because Alistair was like,
fucked
man,
him up.
He threw fucking kitchen sinks at him, bathtubs, the whole fucking thing. He hit him with a goddamn car.
Yeah, yeah.
And Travis Brown, that fight should have been stopped. It was ridiculous. Yeah. And then Alistair gassed, which is not common.
Right.
Like, you know, it was fucked. That was insane. Yeah. I just, Travis Brown is just, I mean, you talk about bad heavyweights. That guy sucks.
As a person, too.
Yeah. If you allegedly hit your wife, that's not cool. And then you go
and then you cheated on her with Ronda Rousey.
Ugh.
What?
Yeah, you not fucking good.
You
not good.
Skanks.
I just, man, like, yeah, it's not good. I'm not into
like
Travis
him.
Brown.
I never liked him.
Yeah,
I always thought he was overrated. He's hopping around like a fucking
I agree,
retard.
Man. I don't know what people fucking saw in the guy. I'll never get it. But I guess you're right. Heavyweight has, you know, classically not been the greatest weight class. But
in boxing, which was just crazy.
Well, there was a time in boxing, but heavyweight was the shit.
Mike Tyson, right? Muhammad Ali. Like, there's a handful of great heavyweight boxers.
Incredible.
But
Jack Johnson. But,
come on, stop. I know, Jack. Okay, I get it, but at the same time, yeah.
I'm just saying, man.
It's a different time, though.
Yeah, of course.
But what I'm saying is, like, in general, if you watch, like, just heavyweight boxers, it's a lot of holding.
Especially, yeah.
It's a lot of
holding.
I'm holding. Everyone, all we care about, because we all know, it just takes one punch. Mm-hmm. That's all everyone wants to see.
It's true.
And if it came down to actual real talent and skill and all that, the fucking 125 would be the premier fucking, you know, everything.
Yeah,
but the fact there's not that many finishes.
I think heavyweight kickboxing is pretty exciting. They do it a little better.
Yeah.
It's a little better.
It's a lot more cardio. And they're a lot lighter. They're a lot lighter.
Yeah,
they're
that's
not
true.
As big.
But like heavyweight kickboxing back in the day in K1, like when it was really like all the heavyweight strikers were out there doing all that, all them steroids. Uberim.
Artem.
If you could give me any one fighter to go into war with, Overeem on all the steroids
fucking
is my
Uberim?
Guy. Yeah.
Uberim?
Let's do it. Let's go rob a bank.
My
with
only
just
thing
him.
Is he'd get tired.
I don't care, man. He'd break through a goddamn wall. Let's rob a bank with him on steroids.
We'll Badahari.
Yeah, him and Badahari.
Teaming
would
him
be
up.
Good.
Yeah.
Just letting people know what's up.
Man, I'm so mad we never got to see Overeem and Semi Schilt.
Yeah.
I was wanting that. I know, but I, you know, because it was this whole like, oh, he won the K1 Grand Prix, X-Men, da da da. I was fucking hoping that was going to be the finals. No one knows about that. No one cares.
Yeah, nobody cares about any of that shit. You're right. They don't care. Hey, before that's kind of all the fight shit.
You had
but
a
before
you had
we
a
go.
Question.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Before we get out of here, somebody hit me up. And they had a question.
Okay.
And this was directly for you.
All right.
Also, they said that they're loving the podcast. They think it's getting better and better every episode.
Oh, neat.
So, Jordan, thank you. You're the man. But he's just wondering, whoa, he's wondering if David can hit the mic.
Oh.
Do you plan on pursuing a coaching career when you're done fighting? He actually says, when you're done kicking ass and dieting for money. You keep showing up in people's corners at bigger and bigger fights, and you seem to have a good in-ring IQ, and just wants to know what your thoughts are on that.
That's interesting. You know what? No, probably not. I think I'm too selfish. I don't know if I can. It's a tough one. Like, I don't know. Like, right now, I'm too selfish, right? I can't.
Sure, but, like, if you know you're not fighting
maybe
anymore.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I translate well, because I'm a very, like, I've coached classes before. I've done, like, private lessons. But I also don't have time for people who suck. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not the most people person. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, but you know what? There are people like that. And I have heard... I'm just going to throw it out there. I have heard that there's like a striking coach locally who just works with guys that he wants to work with.
That's good.
And he's kind of a wealth of knowledge. I'm not going to drop a name because I don't want to call anybody out.
Yeah.
You can't follow him on Twitter. I'll just tell you that. And, you know,
yeah,
like,
which I have a funny story to tell you about today about him.
Cool.
But,
so, but you know, like people do that.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Yeah. Like, right now, what it is, as far as, like, when I'm cornering people and things like that, what I'm noticing about myself, and I'm noticing now even in my sparring, and you know, and like, I helped Chell get ready for Rampage. I told him his tendencies and da-da-da. Mm-hmm. I'm at the point where I'm comfortable enough with fighting, I can read people. Like, I'm really good at reading people now. Mm-hmm. Like, I can tell, like, when I'm watching film, I'm like, all right, he's looking for a spin. And then, you know, it'll go... 10 seconds, boom, there's a spin right there. I can tell when someone's shifting their hips. I can tell where they're looking their eyes at, what they're trying to set up. And like, that's something like today that kind of just dawned on me today when I was sparring with someone, because I was looking at him, or like, we're, you know, is this guy, he's kind of tricky for everyone else, and I noticed he was fucking like really good guys up. I won't name who they are, but he was fucking them up, and he's, you know, only an amateur, and I know what he's doing, right? And I know, I'm like, all right, what you have to do with him is you have to fucking faint. He's only a counter striker, and he's just waiting for him to blast in. So I sat back, I'd faint, he'd just wait there. And then I said something to him, and I also noticed this about him. You talk to him, he doesn't know what to do. Like, I wasn't talking shit,
doesn't but respond like, it throws well him to off. That, like, to yeah, that he's pressure. Like,
So now next time I spar with him, you best believe I'm going to be talking to him. And I already got his number. Like, so these are things, I'm able to pick up on people's habits now. Like, mm-hmm. I'm getting really good at that. So... To answer your question, Jordan, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean,
it's a long way from now.
That answer, for me, is really exciting because, like, the idea, I would love to, like, at some point, if you have somebody who's going to be fighting, mm-hmm. like, I would love to sit down and break down film on the person that they're fighting. I would love to do that because, like, for me, that's, like, ooh, man.
That just gets me kind of horny. Yeah.
Like, not that, you know.
I used to be,
but it does.
Well, I'm so here's another thing I'll share with the fans before we go. Like, you know, there's a lot of people who believe in watching a lot of tape, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's people who don't like to watch tape at all.
I don't get it.
You know what? I am one of the people who don't like to watch tape, but I will
for your own fights.
Yes,
because you do like watching tape for other people's fights, correct?
Yeah, I'll watch, like, you know, I'll tell you. But for me personally, like, I don't like to sit there and dissect someone that I'm going to fight. Mm-hmm. I will watch their fights once or twice. And I will pick out one or two major holes. Things I go, okay, those are things I can exploit. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to pick up on anything else, because then you're relying on seeing that. And then I've caught myself doing it where I'm waiting for this to happen, and that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's just where I'm at right now in my career. Like, I feel like I'm matured enough to where I'm starting to break down people and find, you know, little ticks and habits.
Well, maybe that's your thing, you know. Maybe people come to you and say, hey Jake, I'm fighting this guy, can you watch some of these videos on him? And you could be like, yeah, here, watch for this thing, watch for that thing, point it out. I mean,
I would love to do that for people if they want to do that. Like, yeah. I would love to do it, but you know, they just got to ask. Or if, you know, if we're training together, like, you know, Rick, I told Rick, hey, this is what this guy likes to do, look for that. Yeah, yeah. Da, da, da. so on and so forth. So
yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe I'll be the next like Greg Jackson, but not a pussy. You know?
Well, on that fucking there piece of solid gold, we would get out of here. Thanks everyone for listening. Oh, before I go, retraction. Last week, I said that my wife did not leave us a review for the podcast, but she did. In fact, she was the first person who did.
I don't know if we
should
admit that. I don't like that.
I have to. She gave me a hard time. She said she wants a retraction. Retraction. Okay. All right.
Hey, thanks for the review. It was real super nice.
Yeah.
I believed it was someone else.
No, it was her.
Yeah, now I'm kind of sad that it wasn't.
That's okay. Other people should go. This is why other people should go on and review our podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review. Give us a 5-star written review. I don't even care if you talk shit about us. Go on there and be like, these two dumb motherfuckers always talk about shit in their pants,
give us some criticism, too.
Yeah, you know, say something funny. You know, make other people laugh. If your review makes people laugh, people are going to be way more inclined to listen to the show. But and, you know, we want people who are funny to listen to the podcast too, you know, not just fight fans.
And also stay hydrated with core water. Thanks, guys.
All that. All right. Talk to y'all later. Peace.